This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the Latin Generation Panel, the Perpetual Working Group call on 26th of September 2017. In the call, we have Bill, Dennis, John, Mikhail, Marjana, and Samantha, and Pipinan. I believe the number is Marjana, right? Is anybody on the call and not in the Adobe Connect? Okay, over to you, Matt.
Thank you very much. It is your number, Mariana, isn't it?
Sorry, did you ask me something?
Yes, the phone number, is that yours?
Yes, that's mine. I called by phone, yeah. Yeah, 381, it's from Serbia. That's my phone number.
Right.
Because sometimes this voice over Adobe Connect doesn't work properly, and I want to be here then to hear everything. That's why I'm using phone. Okay, that's mine. Yeah.
That's good. Okay. I sent out. Pardon me?
Fiametta joined the meeting also.
Yes, I know. Someone with 049 joined the meet. Is that Mako?
It might be
no?
Mako. It is German.
Isn't me?
Okay, so you're double. Okay, first on the agenda is the status of our investigation of the of the languages. So on the screen we have the start of the list of the languages, sorted by EGIDS number and then in alphabetic order, I think. When I looked at it, we have covered everything in one and two. So if we go down here, everything is covered here. Down here. And two is covered too. So it's when we come down to number three where we start to see some blanks. So here is one with a comment of Mariana. So I want to go around and ask everybody how the situation is, if you have had time to process any languages, and if you have met any problem. I could start, and I have I looked at the 5-6 languages, and I have found some code points that are not in the repertoire of the root zone MS. I forget the name of it right now, And some of them required diacritics. But I also saw that some of the sources are a little bit are not do not say the same thing. And so when we come down to number three, it's not that clear anymore, I think, as it is on level one. Over to Bill.
Well, I got off to a very industrious start after our meeting in Istanbul. I have not been able to get a whole lot done in the last few weeks.
Okay. Anything to comment? Any experience that you want to share?
No, thank you. Yes, there was one. I did have one language, Turkish, where I believe it was you came along and noticed that I had made a mistake on one, and I'm wondering if we have the time, at least, if it might not be a good idea to have a second pair of eyeballs go over each of the languages. It would double the amount of work, obviously, but I'm wondering if it might not be something we should at least think about.
Okay, that's a proposal that we should put a second eyeball on the languages. Let's discuss that after we've gone through everyone. Dennis?
Okay.
Or do you have anything else to share?
No.
No. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Dennis?
Yes, Matt?
Do you have anything to tell about have you had time to look at languages and anything you want to share?
Not yet. Other than the ones we did a month ago, I have not viewed other languages. But I mean, to that question, was there? I'm sorry, I have to ask this, but was there a assigned list of languages that we were supposed to review, other than the original two or four that Mirjana assigned months ago?
Well, you see the list that we have, and we are just supposed to pick languages there and go through it.
So just pick any random?
Yeah, yes, random or just from the top or any other way of picking.
Okay.
If you have a favorite language, you can take that.
Okay. So yeah, I apologize. I apologize for not following up on the notes. I guess this was discussed weeks ago. But I'll catch up and review a few languages.
That's great. So we are down on level 3 and 4 now. Fiametta? Have you had time to look at some languages? I can't hear anything. Okay. Let Sean Paul. Okay. Sean Paul cannot speak. And he doesn't hear us.
Hello? Can anybody hear
Hello, Priyamita. Yes,
okay.
We can hear you.
Sorry. Yeah, I had problems with the chat. Actually, yes, I had a problem when I was, like, at something, not really a problem, just something I wanted to ask and to note. I was analyzing Marshallese.
Yes.
And basically, what I found is that the Marshallese has five letters with the diacritics marks, like with the cedilla. But only two of them are actually encoded in the Unicode. Now I'm trying to find that, or I can send you all the documents, and so maybe somebody can have a second look on that, because maybe we could look into that and see what it's possible to do.
Peterin, do you have the other document available to present? With the code points?
Hi, Matt. The other documents on the Google Doc, you mean?
Yes, the one with the characters.
That one, unfortunately, I haven't get the grant for the document yet.
Okay.
And can you give me the access, and then I'll convert it into PDF.
Right. Or if you give me right to share, I could see if it works if I share it instead.
Okay. Sure. I guess now you can share, Matt. You are a presenter. Can you try?
Can you see the Latin GEP code points document that I'm sharing?
Now I see black screen.
Me too, black screen. Now it is on.
Now it's coming.
Yes, okay. Here is an example of a character. It's a barred U with a tilde. And that one does not exist precomposed in Unicode. So this one has been added by a combination of two code points. It's the code point 0289, which is, we see above two, and then 0303, which is the combining tilde. So if I change the, tab, tell me when you can see the list of combining marks in MSR2.
We see it.
You can see it.
Yes, we can.
So here we have a list of the combining marks that are available in MSR2. So there I chose 0303 combining tilde. So if I go back again, so can you see it again? The list of code points?
Yes.
Yeah. So by combining two code points that both are in MSR2, I put an X here in the column and to say that this is something from MSR2. Does that solve your problem, Fiametta?
Yeah, it does. That's very clear. Thank you. We'll just update the document after the conference. So I will just insert those two characters. Thank you.
Together, yes. So there are several such examples of combinations now in our table. This is just one that I happened to add today when I looked at this QBO language. And it's important that we cross here only if in this box or in this cell here, only if both code points or all code points are in MSR2. So there are other examples. So now I scroll and maybe I had some other example here. Here is another example from the same language. And 0268 is not in MSR2. Latin small. Do you see what I share?
Yes.
Latin small letter I with stroke is not in MSR2. But it's used in this QBO language, at least sometimes. It's a little bit unclear. And here I have a combination of one code point in MSR2, 0303, and one code point outside of MSR2, 0268. So then I don't put the cross here in this cell. Let me go back and share the languages again. I say stop sharing. And Peter, please share the list again.
Okay, Matt.
Okay, so this Marshall Lease, what level is that?
One.
Ah, one. So we had, yeah, there. So it's still in process. Okay. So
yeah,
we still have some.
I just wrote in process because I had this question. But since
yeah.
You answered, then I think we can say that it's finished, and I will just update the document. So I will
yeah, but I think
those two characters.
Right, but I think that you did it just correct, that by writing in process or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you hadn't done that update.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Yep.
So, yeah, anything else you want to comment?
No, that's the only problem I had. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
Fiametta. Mako?
Yeah.
Yes. Have you had time to look at some languages, or do you have something to, that you want to comment?
So over the last one or two weeks, I didn't have time to look at some things, but earlier I took a look at some of those things. I actually left a couple of comments in there. For example, one thing where I think we should establish some kind of solution is there are sometimes code points the other way around. Sometimes there are letters or units of a writing system where it is not clear which code point would represent those correctly. So, for example, we frequently have those in the case of where it can be either an apostrophe or modified letter turned comma. Those are the code points which I could identify, but I'm not even sure if those are the only possibilities. I added a couple of them to the end of the list, and it's really unclear in those languages, and I'm not sure it's even defined in such a sense. So I think we need to develop a solution or some approach, at least for in the meantime, while we work on the repertoire, to decide on how to treat such things. For the moment, I copied in both code points and both code point names and descriptions and so on. But I'm not sure if there is another approach which presents itself. Thank you.
Thank you, Mika. And you added some comments in the comment field too, so that we understand that we can understand that this is unclear.
Well, so there are two places where these things are remarked. One is the Latin GP code point list, and at the bottom of the list, you find code points which are out of scope of MSR2, and there you will find several instances of, for example, modified letter turned comma apostrophe. Should be in lines 443 to 449.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You can see that. And in the other list, I made code points in the Latin languages, EGIDS 1 to 4 list. I put in comments where things needed to be discussed at some point. And what I indicated now was just one example of some of the problems I foresaw.
Okay. Yeah, I can see your apostrophes and comments in the bottom there on the language Garo or something. Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. Azem, have you been able to look at some languages, and do you want to comment something around that? Azem, do you want to say something? He dropped off. Mirjana, have you had time to look at?
Yes, I have. I have worked on four languages, and I'm using usually when I approach to this to work on this on the repertoire. I'm usually using the next free language in the list, put it inside my name until I finish it, and I have done four languages from our last meeting. I had one which I put a comment in the table with the languages. It is the number 3, and you mentioned it at the beginning of this meeting. It seemed to me I didn't investigate it properly. I thought I need some more time to do it. And I think that all the information on the languages, which I said at this moment, somehow looked at me not good enough to judge which letters are used in this language. In this language, especially, there is a few letters which had two diacritics on it. And I just put a comment that I looked roughly in it and that maybe someone with more experience could do it, but I'll try to do it in the next period of time. That's all thing I have to say today.
Okay. Do you have problems with the double diacritics or?
No. I just saw it and I skipped it. I must say like this. To return to it when I had some more time to investigate it properly.
Okay.
No, I really don't have a problem up to now. If I had, I will ask someone to help me if I have a problem.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Hashem? Please.
Yes. Sorry, I was unable to unmute you as a mic. I don't know why.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. I was not able to unmute the mic. That's why I didn't answer. So I did the several languages. Surely more than four. I think 8 or 10, something like that. Yes, I can't remember exactly. I didn't face problems, but there was some variances. There was some letters which were which had two code points, the same letter.
Yes.
I did it. I noted it. I did a noting for it in the spreadsheet.
So you mean that it's created by one code point and a mark?
No. The same letter, the same shape, has two code points. It's twice in the MSR.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, that's confusing.
Yes. I wrote a note beside it. I don't really remember exactly which one it was, but I can look at it.
Okay. So, besides Jean-Paul, are you able to speak? Okay. It seems like Jean-Paul has some problem, and thank you, Dennis. He has to leave, or he has left. Yes. So we have a question raised by Bill if we should do a second check. Of what we have documented. One possibility of second check would be to look at the characters that we have identified and the sources and see if it looks reasonable. Another approach would be to go through the language list and do a second check of the languages and see if we agree on the same thing or things have been missed. Bill, which which method did you have in mind?
I was thinking that going through the languages a second time would probably avoid oversight somewhat better. Going through the characters would require that we have someone who actually knows all of, you know, the particular language to say, who could say, oh wait, you missed something. Whereas going through the language list, would avoid that. It, seems to me perhaps the simplest thing is to just add an additional column after the processed by column for checked by and, fill it in as and when we can.
Mm-hmm. Anyone want to comment that?
This is Mikhail. I could say something.
Yes, please.
I think it would be reasonable. Generally, I think it would help maybe if we could highlight potential problematic cases. So this is why I think we should stress the need to leave comments where we are unsure or we see problems or uncertain, unclear data, something like that. Thank you.
Thank you. But just ask you, do you think we should go language by language?
Sorry, are you asking me now if we should go language by language regarding what?
Yeah, to have a second look. Or maybe I misunderstood you.
Look, I think basically, it's useful to have a second look, and given the large discrepancies in professional backgrounds, I think it's useful it's particularly useful to have a second look, but I'm not sure what the best approach to it is. Like I said, I think it's important to highlight cases which we need to prioritize because people already, when taking a first look, found that there were issues. So this is why I would stress the fact that people should leave comments and links to data and citations from data sources so that at a later point in time, we can easily we can have a discussion about those things more easily. If we should approach any language at a second time and go language by language, I leave that choice to the group. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Well, the situation now is that we have gone from the top. We have taken the easiest languages. There are 180 languages in the list. We have done somewhere 120, 130 languages. My rough estimation. So there are some maybe 50 languages left to be done. If we go through the languages once more, that'll almost double the time it'll take to do all of it. But of course, it's a quality question. And this will affect the time we will end this process. The risk that we miss code points is higher if we do, if we don't, or miss characters. Or maybe we should do this only in languages 3 and 4, because I guess that's where the highest risk of misunderstanding is.
Personally,
thank you.
Sorry.
Yes, Michael. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that personally, I'm not sure if the EGIDS scale rating has a direct correlation of any level to how difficult or easy it is to process any language. It really depends on the data, and it really depends on, I don't know, like the conventions the language is used, like how much standardized those writing systems are, those orthographies are, things like that. So I'm not sure if focusing on, for example, level 3 and 4 will make the task easier. I think if anything makes it easier, it's leaving as much as possible information while processing languages for the first time. Sorry for interrupting. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. I think that if we put the language on a scale of being clearly documented and not clearly documented, and easily defined several sources and not, I think that there will be a correlation between the scale and the difficulty. That's my guess. I don't have done the test, but that's my guess. Should we decide now if we should do a second opinion on things, or should we wait with that decision? If we do it now, we open up for, we have several, a lot of languages to look at. No opinion?
Does this make out?
Should we try? Yes, make out.
This Michael, I think it would be fine to leave the second path for the end of our work, but that's for the group to decide.
Yeah. Okay. There's one proposal that we wait a little while, or maybe we should do a pilot. Do a second opinion pilot or see what it means. Or just test for doing a second opinion. So if everybody could take pick one language and just do a second opinion on that. And add it to the comment column that it has been done, or I could add a extra column at the end, would that be a good idea? We get a feeling for how much time it would take.
This is Bill. I think that would probably be a good idea to get us started. I would say we should probably, as you suggest, take one of the languages out of level 3, just because those are ones that we're more likely to find surprises in.
So can we agree on that everybody does a second review of one language picked from a number two or three, not one, so number two or three at the same time as we continue to process the list. Is that fine for everybody? Can we have yes or no in the chat box? Ariana, please.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand correctly the proposal. The something which Michael said earlier this evening is that I was thinking about second pass of through the languages, but we shall need maybe more time if we check every language again. And on the other hand, we have agreed that every problematic thing we faced during the processing of languages should be noted somehow. I'm not clever enough to make any decision in this moment, but the proposal you are saying in before a few moments was not clear to me. Will you be so kind to repeat it?
Yes, okay. My proposal is that we do a pilot. We check, see how it would work. And everybody does a second opinion on one language, not your own language, someone else's language, on level two or level three, and write down. And so we have a feeling for how complex it is to do a second opinion.
Okay. It seems reasonable. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I can say yes to this proposal.
Yeah. And then we decide when we have that if we should do all of them or not.
I can agree on this.
Okay, that's good. And then, Meika, can you please go back to something that you said in the chat box? You wrote, could we return to my question? I didn't understand if there was any solution besides the strategy I suggested.
Yes, I was asking earlier about how to proceed where we find elements of a writing system of an orthography where we are unable to identify for sure a specific code point. And I'm not saying that the code point is not encoded in an encomposed form, such as complex forms, which you discussed earlier, but I'm saying where, for example, different forms may occur and it's not clear which one is in use.
Well, we have the comment field where we can write and there we could note that there are different options and all of them are listed here below or beside each other or something. Oh, in just in human language. That's my suggestion.
That's the document somewhere.
Okay. And we had the turned E. Hazem lifted up that actually it looks like the same character is represented twice. It's 01DD and 0259. It's in the chat box. I just copy it again so that everyone can see what I. This is a copy of Hashem's. If we find such a case, then I guess that we do the same thing. We enter both of them, and we'll make a comment. And maybe we cannot decide that the one is better than the other, but this would probably then go to the variant group that we cannot accept that one character be represented with different code points without having some variant mechanism, I think. So I think I have covered the things that were lifted up. So we continue processing until in 2 weeks. We should try to process four new languages per person, if possible, and one second opinion. As a pilot. And the second opinion on level 2 or level 3. And I will add a column for that at the end. Yes, Peter.
Hi, Peter Nan here. I'm just wondering, I'm just moving to the next topic.
Yeah.
Do you want to discuss on the presentation for the repertoire working group during ICASP?
Yes. I think that this would be, we have a few minutes to discuss that on. If we don't have anything else on the other items. I should have probably have prepared something for today, but I haven't had time for that. So the things that we want to lift up, what do we want to highlight in our presentation of the repertoire group so far? Anyone who want to comment that?
I could say something. This is Mega.
Yes, please.
I think it would be good to list the number of languages we have shortlisted based on the EGIDS scale rating and more or less what kind of first progress we have made on that, and what kind of general problems we see. Maybe we could give like one or two examples for each type of problem we encounter, which may not be covered currently under the MSR2, such as complex forms which consist of two code points, where we need to, need the use of modifiers, as well as such situations which we were discussing earlier, where we have code points where it is unclear which character actually is used, and if we handle this on a variant basis, or if the character is representing Unicode at all. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, and then that's also, I think we have the principles document to present. Yes. I think that could raise enough questions to discuss in the meeting. I will prepare something to look at next week. We are close to the deadline of ICANN 60 material. Peter, and when is the deadline?
Right now, the deadline is 6th of October.
Right, so it's next week. So, anyone else want to say something before we end the call? Yes. I don't think we have much to have more to cover today, and we could close the meeting. Okay. Thank you very much for attending, and thank you for the work.
Thank you, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.